The Murray State Basketball Podcast is brought to you by the Murray Flower Company. If you're in Callaway County and need flowers, the best place to go is the Murray Flower Company. Whether you're celebrating a new arrival, the life of a loved one, or any point in between, the Murray Flower Company has you covered. Visit them on the square in Murray at 403 Maple Street or online at murrayflowercompany.com. Welcome in to the Murray State Basketball Podcast, the Ride Home Edition. After the Racers go to Terre Haute and get rolled, 99-56, the Sycamores return the favor after the Racers beat Indiana State in Murray just a couple of weeks ago, and they put together an historic performance yesterday. En route to a route of a 43-point win. I was out of pocket yesterday, and when the game ended, I thought to myself, this could end up being the shortest ride home ever, because I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to say after a 99-56 loss. And I was at least... From the Department of Dark Humor, I suppose I was amused that some of you fine folks that listen to this sort of had the same idea, that this would either be, I should either sit in silence or this would just be the shortest ride home ever. I don't think it will be that long today as we go through this. Because in the end, again, I'm not sure what you're supposed to say. The nuts and bolts of it are Indiana State had one of those days. 19 of 38 from three. This is a team that 2 weeks ago in Murray went 5 for 30. Kavassier McCauley went 5 for 10. The rest of the team went 0 for 20. They made up for all of that yesterday. And I said the other day, the last time I visited with you, that there was no way they were going to shoot 5 for 30 again. Because you're just like, they're in their home gym, and, you know, law of averages, it's going to bounce back. They're not a great three-point shooting team, but you make 19, you're going to win a lot of games. This one quickly turned into, as I was following it on the live stats before I got the chance to go back and watch it, and I was like, oh, they're down 20. And then I look, and I'm like, oh, they're down 30. It's 35, you know, and then it quickly becomes, as I like to call them, it becomes a media guide game. Because it just reaches that point where I'm like, oh, we've got to start digging through the media guide to figure out when the last time this happened. And, you know, sort of the benchmark has always been, you know, at least in recent years, you think, okay, it was Steve's last year the first time around that lost to, I believe it was Valpo, in Nashville in that 2014-15 season that they lost by 35. And that was the jump start to then they won 25 in a row. But you're like, okay, they lost by 35. You're not ever going to really have to dig that much further back in the media guide to find a more significant loss than that. And then it gets to 40. And then it gets to 43. And you're just like, holy cow. So, you know, as I'm digging through and I'm just going decade by decade by decade by decade. And it was like, finally got to 1960. December of 1960. St. Bonaventure wins by 53. I would like to think that in all of our lifetimes, we will never have to go find another game where Murray State got beat by 50. But at least we know, I believe December 3rd, 1960, that's sort of the line in the sand that you hope you never have to go back to see, is there a worse loss than that? I think I was a junior in high school, and my varsity team, we were playing, it was us and the Anthony Wayne Generals, and we were both the top two teams in the we were the both top two teams in our league, and it was this highly anticipated showdown at their place, and you're just like, all right, here we go. And we went over there and got throttled. Throttled. And I believe the final was something along the lines of like 97-57. Two best teams in the league, and we got beat by 40. And it was just one of those, you know, like, holy crap, that happened. But I just remember when it was over, you're just kind of like, all right, let's just get out of here. You know, the coach was like, let's just get your stuff, let's get on the bus, and let's get out of here. And it becomes a internally, it becomes a situation where probably as much as anything, out of self-preservation or what have you, you've just got to flush it and you've got to go. Were there a million things that went wrong yesterday? 100%. They've got a game Tuesday against Drake, the number one, you know, one of the four number one teams in the league. There is no real time now to sit and dwell on what happened. Try to find some, you know, as a coaching staff, maybe there are some big talking points, you know, big picture talking points that they can, you know, try to use to spin forward. But I think from a, and we've talked, I mean, we're 21 games in. I feel like we've talked about this 21 times this year. That it's very easy to be knee-jerk about every game, win or loss, that there's just this giant pendulum swing of emotions every single time. Something happens. And especially for this year, when this is now a team that their biggest winning streak, their longest winning streak of the season is two games. They have yet to win three in a row. So it's like you as a fan consuming this, it's a win, it's maybe a second win, and then it's a loss. And then it's a win, and then it's a loss. It's just this absolute yo-yo that you can't get into a groove where, hey, let's win five in a row, and maybe for like 3 weeks you just have this general feeling of positivity. And I think it's that whiplash effect that has added to sort of the general confusion, for lack of a better word, for some fans, and disappointment, and whatever adjectives you kind of want to slap on it. But I think that's it. Externally, I understand that's sort of the reaction to it. Whether they got beat by 40 or they got beat by 4 yesterday, there would still be like, oh, how did we lose another game? But that's just been the yo-yo. Now, again, internally, I think they're going to move past this very quickly, because I don't think it's anything that's going to be harped on. I just don't, because I don't think there's any good in that. You've got to keep plowing forward. And again, this is not a situation of excusing the Racers and their effort yesterday, because it did really feel like, especially in that second half, that the level of urgency, the level of give a damn on both ends of the floor really lacked. But I also think you have those games. You just tip your hat and you're like, you kicked our ass. Indiana State shoots 33% for the season from three, and they made 19 yesterday. They had more points on threes than Murray had, period. It's just like, it, you know, it just didn't matter. I mean, everybody was throwing them in. And unless you're going to get into a situation, you know, if it's the NBA, probably after about three-pointer number 10, somebody's probably going to get a flagrant and just chuck somebody into the second row and just foul the hell out of them, because you've got to try to break up whatever momentum or rhythm that the other team's in. You certainly don't want to do that on this level, because it's not, you know, you're not just going to get fined, you know, and maybe ejected and whatever. You know, here you're worrying about suspensions and it's not an alley you need to be going down. But it was just a wildly disappointing performance for Murray, compounded by the fact that Indiana State just decided we aren't going to miss and we're going to make everything. And then you look up and suddenly it's a media guide game and you're down 40 plus. And it is just, pack your bags. I don't even care if you shower. Let's get on the bus and let's get home. And we've got to start getting ready for Drake on Tuesday. I think the part for me that is so we're almost done with the year. I mean, we're 3 weeks away from, I mean, 4 weeks from now is Missouri Valley Conference Tournament semifinals. I mean, we are in the home stretch. The part for me, the mystery for me for this entire season, that I don't know that we will ever get an answer, is why is this team so good at home and so not good on the road? I thought that after they played at Southern Illinois, did not win, but played very well up there, that I thought, okay, they... You know, they beat Indiana State at home. They go give that, you know, they go give the Salukis a run. They beat Belmont at home. Just like, okay, this is, they're figuring it out. We're starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm, you know, and especially on the road. Because that's the thing, you know, about sort of the difference between, as we've seen with this year, as opposed to, you know, Ohio Valley scheduling, as opposed to Missouri Valley scheduling. You know, there was times, you know, in the OVC, you could go on those road trips, and obviously with travel partners, you know, it was always, you were either two home games in a week or two road games in a week. That was the way it generally worked. Not all the time, but generally. And sometimes you would have back-to-back weeks on the road, so you'd go play four on the road. Well, Missouri Valley, the general schedule is every week you're home for one game and you're on the road for another. So you don't tend to play more than two in a row, either at home or on the road. And so, A, for a team that is great at home and terrible on the road, as we've seen this year, it's hard to get into. I mean, on one hand, you're not going to lose a bunch in a row, but they've also not been able to win and, you know, really stockpile those wins. But when they go to SIU and play so well, but come up a little short, you're like, okay, I don't know that we're around the corner yet, but you can at least see the corner. And then to go up there yesterday and just melt down and seemingly kind of lay down, especially in the second half. To give up 59 points in the second half is just egregious. It is egregious. And that's the part that is just... That to me is the disappointment. Again, I'm not fixating on the game. I think, again, go back and rewind 10 minutes and listen to that part again. You're going to win, you're going to lose, that's fine. But the big picture of what is the issue on the road. And that is why when, you know, we all want to be optimistic about St. Louis. We all want to be optimistic about them trying to make a run. But at this point, barring something really changing and them getting hot in the last six games, you know, I mean, they're two games out of the top four with six to go. And they have no tiebreaker edge against anybody up there at this point. At this point, that could change. But I was like, that top four is going to be tough. So that means, you know, 5 through 12, you have to win 4 games in a row to get to the tournament, to win this tournament, to get to the NCAA tournament. And again, they haven't won more than 2 in a row at any point. Where it's just like the most optimistic of all of us. It's just difficult to be able to forecast, oh, now is when they're going to get this figured out and be able to, you know, play well for four games in a row. I don't know that that's in the cards with this team. I'd love to be surprised, but it's like that's kind of how this is all shaking out at this point. Again, though, to go back 3 weeks and to big picture this, they are in the middle. They are 6 games into this 8-game gauntlet. As I said 3 weeks ago, if they could go 4-4, they held their own against these top teams in the league with no little get right games against any of those bottom 4 teams. And here we are, through 6 games, they've gone 3-3. The feelings suck coming out of yesterday, but big picture, just go ahead and flush yesterday. You're still at 3-3. Now, your next 2 games are against 2 of the 4 teams that are tied for first place in this league. Can you hold serve Tuesday at home against Drake? Or can you go on the road and beat Bradley next Saturday, who you've already beaten once? Can you get one of them? Well, history certainly shows they have a much better opportunity to be able to pick off Drake at home than go win at Bradley. But that's the deal. You get one of them, you've gone 4-4. And then at that point, you're 9-7. And your final 4, you're home for Evansville, you're home for Valpo, you're on the road at Illinois State, and you're on the road at Missouri State. So 3 of your final 4 are against 3 of the bottom 4 teams in the league, and then also a trip to Missouri State where they've got an opportunity to start spinning forward and get some positive vibes and maybe stack some wins for the first time this year as they get ready to go to Arch Madness. They just got to get this road thing figured out. And then the more time that goes by, I'm like, yeah, I don't know that it's fixable. Because I'm not fully sure what the problem is. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to go through and today when we revisit tomorrow or Tuesday, you know, I got to look at, you know, home road splits and just see what is going on, because it's not just that they're getting beat. They have laid some absolute eggs on the road this year. And, you know, it just comes back again. I mean, it's been kind of the, you know, the ha-ha thing of the year, but it's like the Magic 8-Ball Racers one more time. They struck again yesterday. And that is ultimately, you know, it's like, I don't know if it's just a situation of you need the home crowd, you know, like they don't play well in hostile environments. If you don't have a crowd that's 95% behind you, they just, I don't know. I mean, and that's stupid even, I feel like I was stupid to even say out loud, but it's just like that their level of energy and interest and fight and all of it is just, it's just less than on the road. And that's why you go get blown out at Indiana State, you get blown out at Belmont, you get blown out at Drake. You know, you play great for 32 minutes at Northern Iowa and then get blown out the last 8 minutes. It's just a missing piece to the puzzle this year, and I'm not sure there's time to suddenly find it. I don't know that there's time, but I guess we will find out. And that is the joy of this thing, because again, in the old, it's darkest before it's dawn. That 2014-15 season, they lose by 35. And then they win 25 games in a row. I mean, it's like no one game is an indictment, good, bad, or indifferent on a season. It's not. Neil Bradley posted last night. Last time Racers got beat by 40 was, the 1992 season. They got beat by 40, and then they end up going to the NCAA tournament. History, if you want your glass to be half full, there is anecdotal evidence to make you feel better. But this is, once is an accident, twice is a trend, three times we got a problem. They got a problem on the road. And, you're like, oh, they play Indiana State. Great. Well, you know what? They got to go to Illinois State. They play Illinois State on the road, who beat Belmont at home. I mean, it's just winning on the... Murray had to go to overtime at Valpo. Drake had to go to double overtime last night at Valpo. I mean, it's just this league is just, God bless it. God bless it. But you win on the road, you can damn near throw yourself a parade, because it has been earned. 1,000%. 8-6 in the league, tied for sixth place. The only game in conference today, SIU wins at home against Missouri State. So now you've got SIU, Drake, Belmont, Bradley tied at 10-4. They are in the top four. Indiana State alone in fifth at 9-5. And then Murray, Missouri State, and Northern Iowa in that 6-7-8 spot with six to go. So obviously, I don't know that seeding matters. I really don't. I think the best seed is probably... is the five seed, for no other reason than that means you get to play Evansville in the first round of the tournament. And beating Evansville seems to literally be at this point they're 0-14. So that's really the only sure thing in this deal moving forward. UIC, Valpo, Illinois State. I mean, you make arguments that all one of those teams is going to pick somebody off. I can almost feel like you're going to guarantee it. They're going to pick off one of those 5, 6, 7, 8 teams there in the opening round. And then after that, it's game on. Just flip the coins and see who's going through, because it just feels like every game is going to be a knockdown dragout. But I thought this might be one of the shortest ride homes ever. And again, I still found a way to ramble for 23 minutes. So the moral of the story: you got to flush it and you got to move on, because your next two games are against the two of the four teams tied for first place. And if you don't want this thing to suddenly start slipping away, you got to flush it and all attention on Tucker DeVries and the Drake Bulldogs rolling in on Tuesday night in a game that none of us will be surprised if Murray wins by 10. You just won't. Because you've seen those efforts at home to beat Belmont, to beat Bradley. I mean, it's a whole new thing. And so I expect a brand new, if Murray State's a stock right now, at least for Tuesday night, I would buy low. Because everybody probably hopping off the bandwagon after that whooping. And then you're going to see them come out and just play with their hair on fire. I would certainly hope so. We will be back, my guess is we'll be back Tuesday morning with a preview of the Drake game. I will sort of hate watch this Indiana State game, try to get some numbers out of it, hopefully find some usefulness moving forward as the Racers try to get another home win coming up on Tuesday against the Bulldogs. Thanks for listening to the Ride Home edition of the Murray State Basketball podcast. If you have not done so already, please go subscribe to us, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.